Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
To the $100 MBA show, and today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your questions right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at support@businessrepublic.net. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's question comes from Robin, and Robin asks, how much has public speaking impacted your bottom line? Meaning, how much has being on stage at conferences helped my business's revenue? It's a very, very good question. One that I'm going to get into with specific answers, because I've looked at this myself, as well as the reason why I do public speaking other than revenue. Because there's things we do in our business that are investments that will ultimately help our revenue, but don't directly impact them immediately. Not to say that public speaking doesn't impact your revenue immediately. I'll explain in today's episode, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator, your all-in-one website solution. Guys, you gotta go with HostGator because they got 24/7 live support. They have one-click WordPress installs. They have design services, web services. They can help you with your domain names. They can help you with everything that comes to your website. They're like your own tech team right there online waiting for you. And they do it all under $5 a month. A website for $5 a month plus all that help and support? That's pretty awesome. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 to save 30%. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. So, Robin, how much has public speaking impacted our business's bottom line? Very good question. First of all, without a doubt, public speaking has helped our bottom line, has made us money. Now, I'm not only talking about the money that I made on the speech. You know, you get paid for speaking at many events. There's a lot of events that you do for free. There are events that are not paid speaking gigs, but there are speaking gigs that are paid. Most of them are. So that obviously helps your revenue. But let's say you are not getting paid for your speeches. Yes, it helps you make sales, and I'll tell you why. Just like a webinar helps you build rapport and trust with people at a high level, an in-person speech does that just as well, if not a little bit more. This is why I love webinars so much, because it brings you as close as possible as talking to a crowd of people. There's something different about meeting people face-to-face, a connection that happens. It's just a biological connection that people just understand who you are. They get to know you. They get to trust you. They get to like you. And therefore, when they're looking for whatever you are all about, whether they're golf lessons or fitness expertise or software or whatever it is, they're going to look to you because they've built that bond. And that's why public speaking impacts your bottom line, because everybody in the audience, of course, if you nail this speech and you really captivate them and you do a great job, they're going to admire you, they're going to love you, and they're going to look for ways to support you. They're going to look for ways to be a part of what you got. Obviously, public speaking doesn't scale as much as a webinar because, you know, you're going to have a room full of 100 people, 200 people, thousands of people. It is a lot harder to kind of have that group in a live setting. But with webinars, it's a lot easier, obviously, because it's virtual. But it doesn't mean it's useless, because public speaking and being on stage in a live event is seen as a pretty high authority station. If I'm going to an event and I'm one of the speakers, I'm automatically seen as an authority. People are going to come up to me and want to meet me and talk to me and ask questions. It's just the nature of conferences. And they're going to ask you what you do, and you're going to tell them what you do. And that's marketing. If they loved your speech, if they felt like, wow, this person did a great job, I really enjoyed it, she really nailed it, she really showed me a lot, I learned a lot, she was funny, all that stuff, they're going to look you up. They're going to want to follow you. They're going to want to subscribe to your newsletter. And that's really amazing marketing, because now you got a raving fan and not just somebody who's just stumbled upon your website. Now, can you see a direct correlation? Now, I've seen direct correlation because I spoke at an event. For example, I spoke at Heroic Public Speaking, Michael Port's event, which is actually happening in about a week. If you haven't bought your tickets, check it out. Go to 100mba.net/speaking. I'm not afraid to plug it because it's an amazing event. So I spoke there last year, and I know the attendees that went there. And at the event last year, there were around 200 people there. And because I really made an impact with people with my speech, I'd probably say 25% of the attendees, 25% of the attendees are part of my community in some way. Either they're part of the $100 MBA, or they're members of Webinar Ninja, or they're on my mailing list. And I know that they've purchased things from me. I know their names because I know that's how I met them. So that public speech that I went to and spoke at, I could see a direct correlation to my bank account. And I've done this over and over. I did this 11 different times in 2015, and I've seen the correlation. I know the people that attended that event, and I know they bought through that event because they got to know me, because they got to ask me some questions, because they just felt like I want to be a part of what he's got. So from a strictly mathematical spreadsheet perspective, yes, there is a direct correlation to sales and revenue from speaking on stage, because you build strong relationships. But that's not the only reason why I get on stage, is because I want to build a brand. I want to build a legacy. I want to be a better communicator. I want to meet people. I want to get to know them at a higher level. And I always say that if you're a speaker in an event, it allows you to meet people in a lot more comfortable setting, because they're coming to you. You don't have to go to them. Whether that's something that you kind of like about events or not, that's just the truth. That's just what happens. And I want to meet those people that will be potentially my customers, people that are already my customers, people that are listening to this podcast, people that read our blog posts. These are my people. I created the business for them. Why wouldn't I want to meet them? That's why I speak as well, because I want to meet them in person. And I made some really great connections through that process. Some of these people have been on our show, have been guest teachers on the $100 MBA show. Some of these people I've done joint webinars with. Some of these people I was able to call upon and have them speak at my event, Webinar Ninja Live. Guys, this is no secret. We all know how important networking and getting to know people and making friends in our business is. So I've seen public speaking impact our business in that way as well. There's one reason that I also love public speaking and going to these conferences and talking to people. And it's something that a lot of people overlook. And it's, I want to understand our target audience more. I want to know them more. What are their fears? What are their pains? What are things that they're going through? I'll give you a clear example. I spoke about webinars at FinCon, which is a great conference run by PT Money, Philip Taylor. Great, great conference. And after my talk, I got to talk with a lot of the attendees. I got to know what they're going through. And it helped me reshape my wording on my sales page and be able to reshape my branding. You know, people love the features and everything, but what they really want is a solution to make them look like a pro. They want to make money with their business. They want to be able to look like a pro on their webinars. They want to build their audience, want to build their email list. That's really what they want to do. They want to attract and convert their customers. And I realized I need to focus more on that and not just, you know, has this feature, that feature, and why we're so good. So getting to know your target audience is a huge, huge advantage of speaking at events, because people are going to come to you asking you questions, and you can hear all these questions and you can make a mental log. You can actually take notes when you're standing there. Do you mind if I take notes? You can ask the person when they're talking to you. Do you mind if I take notes? I want to take down some of these questions because I want to think about them later on in a deeper way. You can see some patterns and you can figure out how you can serve your customers better. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give some love to today's sponsor, HostGator. When it comes to your business website, you can't take chances, guys. You got to go with the pros, and that's why we go with HostGator. We host the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja with HostGator because we love the fact that they're all-inclusive. I host my websites there. I get my domains there. I secure my SSL certificate so I can have secure checkouts. They have design services, marketing services, and they have a tech team, a technical support team there to help you at any time of day. This is what I love about them. 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email. So if I want to do anything with my website, I need any help, I can reach out to them anytime, anywhere. And they make it easy for you to get started. I started out with HostGator and never looked back. You can get started for under $5 a month with their 30% discount. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30 and save big with your website hosting solution, HostGator. The last thing I want to say is that even if you're not looking to have a speaking career, meaning being a speaker that speaks for the big bucks on the big stage, it's good to be somebody who does speak at these conferences for the reasons I mentioned in today's episode. So if you're going to be speaking this year, see if somebody can record you with a decent camera so you can create a montage or some sort of speaking reel and put it on your website. I'm in the process of doing that myself. We've been recording all of last year's speeches. Nicole's going to be doing an amazing edit, and I'm going to put it on a personal website that I'm creating for myself. So having a speaking reel is a good thing to have just so you can get speaking gigs in the market, in the places you want to meet, in the conferences you want to go to. Guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Thank you, Robin, for asking that question. And thank you, Heather. Yesterday's Q&A question came from Heather. Thank you, Heather, for that. Remember, guys, anytime you want to ask a question, just email us at support@businessrepublic.net. We'd love to answer it here on Q&A weekends. Tomorrow, we have a very special episode, a must-read episode, a book that you must read. If you're going to read any book this year, you have to read this book. I am serious. And best of all, it's under 100 pages. Yes, I'm going to tease you and not tell you what it is. I want you to tune in tomorrow. Make sure you hit subscribe so you get tomorrow's episode so you know which book to read. You must read in 2016 in tomorrow's must read episode. Before I go, guys, I want to leave you with this. If you're nervous about public speaking, don't be, because it's just like anything else in life. Practice makes perfect. I wasn't great when I first started, but I got a lot of practice. For those who know me, I was a teacher for over a decade. So I was doing 5 matinees a day in front of my students, so that gave me a lot of practice. But then I had to practice again, because being on stage at an event is different from being in a classroom. And it's always good to have something to work on, to have a goal, to improve at something. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.